This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Other shows give you recipes for cranberry relish. We give you one for squirrel fricassee. It's Aunt Priscilla's cookbook, just ahead. First, though, adoptions can often be complicated affairs both emotionally and legally, especially when the birth mother is Native American. The Larson family of Utah learned this firsthand after they adopted a baby boy last June. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
Uh-oh. Are you tangled in the blanket?
Heather Larson gently wakes up her 7-year-old son, Cade, to get ready for school. She gives him a piggyback ride to the kitchen table, admitting she's spoiling him this week, the week he lost his baby brother. Cade pauses thoughtfully when asked what he liked about his 6-month-old brother.
His smile.
The Larsons tried for years to conceive a second child. They also had no luck adopting until this year. Utah-based Heart and Soul Adoptions matched them within a month of their application. The adoption form describes the birth mother as a 27-year-old unmarried woman, a member of the Leech Lake Band of the Ojibwe tribe in Minnesota. She was supposedly drug-free, and this would be her 7th child. Natasha Roybal lived in Minneapolis and was from a poor family.
What I was hoping was that my baby was going to have a better life because I didn't have anything or I couldn't take care of him.
Over the next 2 months, Heather Larson says, she and Roybal spoke on the phone at least once a week. Roybal even came out for a visit with her 4-year-old son.
We really bonded.
The Larsons were excited, but a little nervous. They'd heard horror stories about Native American adoptions. They have a history of being contentious. Terry Cross, executive director of the National Indian Child Welfare Association, says the most serious cases have something in common.
Every single one of them has been because the law was either intentionally violated or somebody tried to intentionally get around the law or where there was ignorance of the law.
The federal law is the Indian Child Welfare Act, designed to keep Native American children with Native American families. It was passed 30 years ago because so many Indian children were being removed and placed in non-Indian families. Heart and Soul Adoptions, which declined comment for this story, assured the Larsons that the law wouldn't apply to this child. The baby would be only 3/16 Native. But more red flags appeared. A week before the birth, Roybal confided that she had used drugs like opiates during the pregnancy. The Larsons later discovered that she was also married. The family pressed on.
He was our son. We had his room ready for him. We had his name picked out. We had built this relationship with his birth mom. We'd gotten our 7-year-old excited about it. She would call, and once in a while he would answer the phone, and she would ask him if he was ready for his little brother.
But in the days prior to the birth, Natasha Roybal said she felt anxious, like she'd made the wrong decision. Right after giving birth, she says she tried to get the nurses to keep adoption officials and the Larsons away from her.
There's no words to describe of the feeling that you get of lost and empty and alone and scared. And then when you have somebody that you don't even know telling you in the back of your head that you're doing the right thing, and as you're sitting there crying, saying, you can't do this, you can't do this. It's hard.
The child Talon was born addicted to methadone, used to treat opiate addiction. That news, back in her home state of Minnesota, triggered putting Roybal's 2 other children into foster care. Roybal says, exhausted with no money to get home on her own, she signed the papers giving the baby to the Larsons. In Minnesota, Roybal immediately launched the fight to get her baby back, with her tribe's help. Earlier this month, a Utah court ruled the tribe had jurisdiction over the case under the law. On December 14th, under court order, Heather Larson tucked Talon into his car seat, making sure it was snug for the ride in a tribal van waiting outside.
And we got about to the door, and my legs almost collapsed on me, and I said, I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can't do this.
We had to put him in that car. And we had to watch him drive away, knowing that we may never see him again.
The Larsons are appealing the court's decision. They say the child doesn't have enough Indian blood to belong to the tribe. However, courts have determined that membership is not based on blood. It's a political status that only tribes can determine for themselves. Natasha Roybal, who's no longer using drugs, now gets to visit her children in foster care, including her baby.
To see him and with my other children, it was just incredible because he looks so much like my other kids, and he's just like a spitting image of me and his dad.
The baby now has his original name, Destino. destiny. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.